Welcome to a poetry reading in a bookstore. The name of the bookstore is Uncharted Books. It's on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in the Logan Square neighborhood. And the bookstore is crowded. There's hardly a space on a shelf left. So there are volumes present for the reading, and also the owner of the bookstore is here as well. So the first poem, I'm going to read two poems. The first poem is called Lines Composed on the Birthday of Walt Whitman, who lived from 1819, born in 1819, and this one was written for his birthday in 2016. So here's how it goes. Oh, I should say, I'm Paul O'Mahony, and I'm working on a third collection of poetry which hasn't yet been published. So here we go. Here's one for Walt Whitman, who happens to be my favourite poet of all. So we begin with a quote from the great Walt himself. You will hardly know who I am or what I mean. There's a lot to be said for waking before dawn in a strange bed with friends next door, especially if you can stretch to a bookcase crammed with unfamiliar words, fingering spines, loafing at your ease. Better still, when the bard of democracy calls, pick me, take me to your heart, I'll grow your spirit. His beard promising you adventure, a smattering of rains strumming on mullioned glass. And you reply, hey, why should my finger linger? Why draw you to my side? The first light swells as the wilderness of unopened life grips you and sings of passion, pulse, and power as a barnacle to a rock. The reference of, the volumes are applauding like mad. The reference to Barnacle is reference to Nora Barnacle, James Joyce's wife. And the reference from my point of view is that as soon as I started to read Whitman, I just couldn't let it go. So Barnacle to the Rock is how a barnacle clings like that. I'll go with another one about a bookstore in a minute. Okay, here's the second and final poem. It's not yet been published. So, it doesn't really have a title. I was born with a bookshop in my mouth. I'm not sure when I swallowed it. Dell classics and 64 pagers and comics softened me up like butter and caster sugar in a mixing bowl. I don't know whether books were inherited in my DNA or whether they were imprinted on my desiring muscle while I tried to comb my hair flat with Brill cream like my father. He'd grown up above the shop and gone on to own it. So long as I didn't bend back the spine, leave finger marks bend corners of leaves and the book could be sold as new. I was allowed to read anything I fancied, like a feast for a glutton. I climbed trees, made spears, bows and arrows and grenades from flower beds. I ate poison mushrooms, used Berber's thorns for war, and had a secret hiding place in the bushes. I listened to ball-by-ball cricket commentary, collected 45s, caddied every week, and cut grass for money. I looked at photographs in National Geographics. I hardly read a book until I left home. Walking Charing Cross Road, Dawson Street in Dublin, streets of Cork is a pest. Bookshops slow me down, make me late for appointments, and empty my pockets. Bookshops kidnap me and force me to suffer the cries of authors, editors, printers, publishers, even marketeers. Take me, just read my blurb, fondle me, smell me, feel me between your fingers. Let's go somewhere quiet and consummate. You may suck my blood. That is the end of the poem. Whether there's more to come or not is another issue. But there we are. So it's a joy to be back in my favourite bookshop in the whole of North America, called Uncharted Books, to be found on the internet, very simply under unchartedbooks.com. And by the way, if you happen to be in Chicago, it's open from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock Monday to Friday, and on Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 10, and they even buy books from you so long as you bring them on Thursdays and Friday in the afternoon. So I'm holding a bookmark, The Hobbit, book that I read in Norway while climbing up the side of the mountain in Bergen on my way to the youth hostel in 1970. Just happened to remember that. So look, thanks very much, and I just want to give a huge thank you, and I'd like him to just say a word himself just to close the poetry reading.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. It's wonderful to have you back. I don't have a lot more to say, but thanks so much for coming in and for gracing us with your art.
And just please be here again in.
I will. When are you coming back?
Well, it took me 2 years to come back. Okay. I think I'll come back in a year.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Lovely.
Thanks, Paul.